Let us pray. Father, we want to thank you for this opportunity. We need your presence here today. We need to have your unction, your anointing. For we know, Father, without that anointing, words are just words. They have no strength, they have no power. So we pray for your unction, we pray for the presence of your Holy Spirit. That you might anoint my mind. That it might be able to submit to you this afternoon. But Father, I want to pray for the ears of the hearers. I want to pray that the ears might hear what it is that you are speaking. Oftentimes when we speak the word, the thing that the heart hears is not what the word says, but it is by the power of the Spirit that understanding comes. And so we invoke your Spirit today. Father, we want your presence in this place. We ask it in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
That means you agree with what I said, right?
Amen.
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 I want to make sure you're still there, so you have to say something once in a while. If it's not amen, maybe oh me or oh my, I don't know. But it would be nice to know that you're still alive. Praise the Lord. I wanted to pick up from where I was yesterday. But the Lord is not going to let me do that. Instead, he wants me to share with you some of the things that he has spoken to me concerning this year. But before you do that, I have to share with you a little history. I have been ministering the gospel for probably almost 35 years. Maybe 40.
Siguro 40.
And it's been the gospel of the kingdom. That means it's the gospel that preaches the imminent return of Jesus Christ. Did you hear me? So for 40 years, I've been preaching the imminent return of Jesus Christ. Now the fact that he hasn't yet come hasn't dispersuaded me that he isn't coming imminently. Did you hear me? Hallelujah. So that means that every time I wake up, I have to have something of an expectation in my soul concerning the coming of Jesus Christ. Now I also believe that Jesus is coming back for a church that has no spot or has no wrinkle. Now that doesn't mean that when he comes, I am going to be perfect. But what it does mean is that when he comes,
He's going to find me ironing my clothes.
Dege siya plan sa gyapon diha sa iha dosama sa plan sa iklina.
Did you hear me?
Kadungog ba?
Without spot, without wrinkle.
Wala kayo'y mansaw kunot man.
That means that I have a lot of washing and a lot of ironing to do.
Buti pasabot na nagkatraghan kayo paglabaw kasi pas magplansa.
Until he come.
Hangtod siya mubalik.
And I have to be busy at doing.
Kinahanglan mahimo kitang busy diya sa pagpamuhat.
And working in that operation.
Kapatrabaho diya ng mga operasyon.
To make sure that when he does come.
Para na patiguro kasariang muabot na siya.
I will not miss him.
Dili kita mahi papakyas mahiwala diha ka diya.
Because you know, brethren.
Sayur bata maikson.
There is a church.
Adonai iglesia.
That the Bible calls foolish virgins.
Gingon niya nga usa ka hingpit nga iglesia.
It's not certain people.
Dila kayo sa pila ka mga
katawhan. But it's a congregation of people.
Apan kira nagtibuk-an kayo sa mga katawhan.
Not just one, but a universal congregation
apan,
of people.
Apan kinatibuk-an kayo kiri.
Who have heard of the message that Jesus is coming. And they did nothing about it.
Unya wala lay gibuhat dia sa iglesia.
And when Jesus came, they missed the opportunity that they had been looking for.
Sa mga trabaho maunta
and hoping to get into with him.
Maabot unta sila dito.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you see, one group of Christians
have
oil in their lamp.
Nanaga pabilin lamang.
And they had oil in their vessel.
Anay lana sa ilahang panudlanan.
But the other group of Christians.
Napoy lain nga
and
grupo
they were all Christians because they were all virgins.
Anan gayon kita kisano tungo kita
virgin in the scripture. Denotes a person who has had a personal, viable, living relationship with Jesus Christ. Did you hear me?
Nakadugong ko ta.
Hello? If you have come to church,
or
have joined yourself to the fellowship that is here, to be a nominal Christian, you have come to the wrong place. Did you hear me? And if that is your desire, then I can guarantee you, you will not like what I have to say. Quiet.
Tulog na siguro.
So,
busa.
We need to examine ourselves.
Kinala nato kayong sumiyor sa kasing kinabuhi.
It says that didn't say I'm to examine my brother.
Debot sabot nga.
Didn't say I was to examine my sister. Didn't say I was to examine my husband. Didn't say I was to examine my wife. It said that I was to examine my.
Debot sabot
nga
ang akong kaugalingon.
Hallelujah.
Now
that.
Kana
is a foreign concept to the church.
Bokanay kasagaran nga huna-una sa iglesia.
Do you understand what I mean by a foreign concept?
Nakaibalo ba tang sila sa pamantay sa uban?
It means, brother, they don't know what it is.
But masabot na nga sa kasabot unsa ni?
They rather examine you or me.
Why ingon nga ibo siya susiyon or
then they would to examine themselves. But the problem is, brethren, we are all a product of that church. We have a lot of that church in us. And it is not something that will benefit you or I when Jesus comes. Because it's not productive. Hello? Did you hear me? It is not productive. If you have been here before, you will know that from the beginning of time, hallelujah, as we know it,
When God created the world, when He created man, when He put man in the midst of the world, hallelujah, God had a purpose. Do you hear me? That means that God saw each and every one of you in this room at this time sitting here listening to what this man has to say.
Hello.
Hallelujah. You know, I do... I do not believe in happen chance. I don't believe in circumstantial situation. I am bought with the blood. I am baptized in His Holy Spirit. I call Him Father. He calls me Son. That means He's definitely intricately interested in what and who I am and what I do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, some of us are like the prodigal son. We're out there indulging in the things of the world.
Now,
let me tell you something. World is different on different levels. For the rich and the famous,
the
world could be the big expensive things that they do and the big expensive things that they have. But for the less fortunate, or I should say maybe the more fortunate, do you ever look at your situation in comparison as being a position of more fortune than those that are rich and famous? Hallelujah!
Oh,
everybody wants it better, better in the world, better in the things of life, right? But God says that it's almost impossible for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Maybe your Bible doesn't say that. Huh? Maybe your Bible doesn't say that. Well, I got news for you. My Bible says that. This Bible says that to be rich is a position of jeopardy. Hallelujah. Now, do you know
that
you can read your Bible in the converse? You know what that is? Huh? It means that if it's impossible for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God, then the poorer you are, the better opportunity you have to see God.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
the rich man. The rich man can go down to the store to buy food to put on his table. The poor man has to kneel down beside his table and say, God, give me my daily bread. What do you think God is going to do? David said, I have not seen what? The righteous, what? I have not seen the righteous forsake God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Well,
so you see, it's not just being poor. It's being poor and righteous at the same time. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
The light of Dios.
So,
Bosa,
we come to this day, this hour, and God is looking for an ark.
Ang Dios nagapangita kayo niya ng maong arka.
You know what an ark is?
Kaya ba tao sa kanang arka?
Huh? Do you know what the ark was?
Kaya ba
in the Bible?
Na? Sa Biblia?
Huh? What did the ark do?
Unsa may gibuhat niya?
Huh? It saved the people of God.
Nakaluwas kini sa katawhan sa Dios.
God is looking for an ark.
Ang Dios nga pangita sama sa kaya gisakyan ni Noah.
And he's wanting to build that ark with wood.
Siya nga maghimo ni namong arka diha sa tao.
Hallelujah. It is a representation of men.
Mao kana siya ibot pasabot sa kita nga nagdinoy ana.
Ladies, don't get mad at me.
Oh, mga babae, ay mo ka, ay malo ka suko.
When I say men, I mean sons of God.
But may ngon ka niya dito yung mga lalaki or men, buti pa sa buti na apil na kana.
Because in the heavenlies, there is neither male nor female.
Walay babae o lalaki.
Hallelujah. There's just God.
Laan lang yun, sa kadiyo.
Do you hear me?
Nakadong mong bata.
Just God.
Ang Ginoo lang Dios.
Hallelujah. So God is wanting to build an ark.
Mao lang ang Dios gusto siya nga mohimo niya nga mong arka.
Because great destruction is coming upon the world.
Tungod kay nagsingabot nga ang labihan kay Dios sa mga kalagban.
Is coming upon the world.
Bisan pa ang kasukitan.
As the world has never seen.
Na ang kalibutan wala bang kita din ang Dios sa katiman ka na to.
Hallelujah. Can you say amen?
Baka amen ba tara?
Well, you didn't say it too heartily. You're not probably...
Wala mo magtinuoran ninyo pag-amen ba?
You're not looking forward to too much more tribulation, are you?
Siguro na sige mo gunahuna nga agoy.
But we are supposed to be a tribulation people.
Amen.
Kinahanglan kita ang bansay kayo niya nang maong kasakitan, mabutay.
You know, you can look at your circumstances and see how bad it is.
Natay mga circumstances,
and you can dwell on the badness of your circumstance. That would be true if it were not for the fact that there is a word that God is speaking to you that speaks of better things than destruction and destruction. Hallelujah. Your circumstance, your situation, no matter what it is, is a training ground. It is a position or a place where God wants to work in your circumstance to bring about the reality of His kingdom in a way that you personally can understand it. Hello? That means
that
this child, that child, this woman, this man over there, that man over there, have the capacity in God to understand everything that God is. Did you hear me? Everything that God is. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Woo!
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister, I have a word for you. Surely the Lord, looking on the circumstances of your situation, many times you have cried out for the grace and the mercy of God to move within thy circumstances. And it's not as though that God does not know of your circumstances and that He does not feel your position, your place of helplessness. But in the midst of your situation, the Lord is bringing a revelation of Him that will circumvent the muscles and the joints and the inabilities to do this or to do that. There will be a reality out of the midst that is coming forth. And I tell you, dear, you will minister that reality to many that come to you. You will minister unto them the strength, the vitality that you are gaining in God through the affliction that is upon your body.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, dear, I am reminded of a story. There was a woman in Hungary under the communist curtain. She was a bedridden woman. She did not have the ability to get up or to move. The only thing she could move was her arms, her hands, and her two fingers. And she had a little old typewriter that her husband would set on her chest. And then she would type out chapters of the Bible. Chapters, book after book, chapter after church. Now this was in the communist time. And it was forbidden that there be a Bible or that you propagate Christianity. It was forbidden. But they left them alone because she was completely, totally incapacitated. And she would often get discouraged.
Hallelujah.
Because she did not feel that she was doing enough for the kingdom. She felt like she was incapable of promoting God. But her husband would just keep encouraging her to type out the words of that. Over a period of time, the woman died. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And when they had her funeral, hundreds of people came to our funeral with little pieces of paper that had a book of John or a book of Matthew. Hallelujah! Many had received Christ through that little slip of paper. Do you hear me? There was an anointing. But she was doing for the Lord, and God was in doing that paper with God. Hallelujah. And when they read it, the Spirit would come to convict them. They would fall down on their knees and repent. There were hundreds at her funeral. What I can tell you is that woman was in heaven leaping and jumping and praising the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We have to have eyes in the Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you have a Bible, turn with me over into Hebrews. Hallelujah, Hebrews chapter 11.
Kapitulo 11.
Hallelujah.
Dalay ko rin kino. Katulog na mo. Wala pa.
Hebrews chapter 11.
Kapitulo 11.
I want to start at verse 6.
Atong sugdan pagbasa diha sa bersikulo 6.
But without faith, it is impossible to believe him.
Kun walay pagtuo, posible kita nga makatuo sa Dios.
For he that cometh to God,
bisikisa nga midadto sa Ginoo.
Hello? He that cometh to God must.
Ang matagos nga muadto sa Dios, kinahanglan gayud.
Must believe,
kinahanglan mo to,
that He is.
Nga siya gayud.
Hallelujah. Number one, criteria,
usa ka pamagi,
believe in the reality of God.
Kinahanglan gayud nga kita mo to sa realidad sa Dios.
Now, are you going to believe that reality? Because somebody tells you about it.
Okay, adunay nagsulti kanimo maitugod ni ana.
Now somebody came and told you about salvation. What is it that helped you to believe that there was such a thing as salvation?
Oh, naay mga butang nga gisulti niya na o kana siya nakaresulta sa kaluwasan.
Was it not that when you did what you were supposed to do?
Mao pa kanao mao kay kana nga tuang angay utang ihatag.
There was a presence of God
adunay
that came into your soul.
Niabot diha
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you didn't have that experience, I suggest you go back to the altar. Because unless you have that experience of knowing the reality of God,
hallelujah,
that once you are a sinner, and now you are saved, and now you are redeemed, hallelujah, there was something inside of you. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There was something of a load that lifted off of your shoulders. No, amen. Do you all need to get saved?
Gusto ba lang ka nga maluwas lang?
Huh? Hallelujah. Do you know how I can get excited about God? I think first of all how He saved me. What He saved me out of. You know, I wasn't always a Christian. I wasn't born this way. I had to be born again. I found myself down face dirt in the gutter. I found myself face down in the dirt in the gutter. I felt myself slipping into hell. My God. And when I said, Jesus, hallelujah. Somebody reached down into that pit and pulled me up. I look at my children. Hallelujah. One by one, God has rescued their soul from the depths of hell. Listen. It came to the point one day, my family was in a very major crisis situation. I was involved in ministry and traveling. I decided that I was going to pull back. And that I was going to begin to try to consolidate my children and to cover them.
Hallelujah.
And the call came. We need somebody to go to India. Well, when I heard the call, I decided not to pray. Because I was afraid that if I prayed, God would let go. So I didn't pray. I just kind of acted like it wasn't there.
Hallelujah.
Well, one day, my friend, Brother Duciel, called me on the phone. And he said, Brother Bert, I want you to pray about going to India. Oh God. And I'm telling you, it was not an easy decision. I wrestled with God. And I wrestled with God. 24 hours came and went. 24 hours came and went. Wrestling with God. Brother Jesus calls me back. Hallelujah. And he says, Brother, I need your answer by tomorrow. It was down to crisis time. It was down to face down knee time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I went down on my face before the Lord and began to intercede. And I said, God, you know that I cannot leave my children in this situation and this set of circumstances. My God, they need me. You know, I'm not an irresponsible father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as I sat there on the side of my bed weeping, getting ready, getting ready to make the call to say to Brother Duseal, Brother, I can't go. God came into the room.
Ang Diyos niya buk dito sa iyan.
Sit down, brother, on the bed beside me. Put his arm around me. He said, Bert, if you go to India, I will do for your children.
Ako na ang magapamuhat alang sa iyong pamilya.
I will do for your children what you cannot do.
My God!
Needless to say, I went to India. I want to tell you something, brother. It's not like going across the street. And I was going to be gone for 3 weeks. And you know something? God made sure that I could not call home. No cell phone now. No text messaging. Only way you can get home is to pick up a landline and dial the number. Hallelujah. And the one time we were someplace where I could have had that possibility. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. There was this 5-star hotel in Hyderabad, India. And we were all going to go over there for dinner. And you know what happened? I got sicker than a dog. I got sick. I got sick. I was throwing up.
Oh God.
I was having chills and fever.
Oh God.
And the only thing I could do was to crawl in bed. And they went off and had a good time.
Huh?
Hallelujah. And when they got back, they began to tell me, oh, they talked to this one at home. They talked to that one at home. And they talked to that one at home. And the only thing that I could do was say, praise the Lord! Hallelujah. We need to believe. We need to believe in the existence and the reality of God.
And
the only way, Brother Ran and sister, that we're going to get that reality is when God places in circumstances that are out of our control. Hallelujah. You know the Bible says that we should rejoice in tribulation. Did you hear me, sister? You're supposed to rejoice. Not only are you supposed to rejoice, you're supposed to be exceedingly happy. Isn't that right, brother? Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
We need to look at our circumstances differently.
Atong tanaw na masirustansya ng salahi kay kapatanaw.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
If you don't like tribulation,
gusto ba tayong mabuto?
You're listening to the wrong word.
Paminaw kita diya sa dili mao nga puro.
Go to a church that preaches prosperity.
Kung di ka gusto, ang giharin sa Dios maabalansig yung kinisya.
Go to a church that says give and you will get.
Oga, ato na simbahan ng mga walay pagdikat, di ka walihan sa kalislanan, kung dili, hatag na mo para nga kamu maka
We're not preaching, giving you a get. not this wallet giving. That's not what we're talking about. Did you hear me? We're not talking about wallet giving. We're talking about the giving up of ourselves. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
John said it this way. He said, I must decrease. You know, one day, I asked God what it was. What was this decreasing? And I had a vision. I seen a man standing with his arms raised. The sun was out beating hot, hot, hot on him. You could see the sweat running down off of him. Hallelujah. And as he was standing there, a pearl began to form around his feet. And I noticed something very irregular about this puddle. It wasn't just water that was sweating off of him, but he himself was actually melting. And he kept going down and getting shorter and shorter and shorter. And the shorter he got, the greater the glory that was coming out of his being. Hallelujah. That's what the Bible says about John. That's what the Bible says about you. We need to have God purge our thinking with regards to church. Hallelujah. We need a pure understanding of the concept of what it is that God wants. God wants sons.
Amen. Mga anak, basta anak, pwede ng babae.
Hallelujah. Hebrews 11.
Narigay po ta si Bruhan 11.
But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hello?
Reward.
He says he's a rewarder. It didn't say that he was a welfare department. You know what a welfare department is? You come with your hand out and they put something in it. It says that he is a rewarder of them that diligently. Diligently means diligently. That means you have to spend time in prayer. That means you have to spend time in meditation. That means you have to spend time in conversation. That means you have to spend time in the Word of God. Hallelujah. You know, if you're a Christian, hallelujah, the first thing that I would pray for if you did not have one is the Bible. Did you hear me? That's the first thing I would. I wouldn't let the fact that I did not have a Bible stop me from asking God for a Bible. If you've never seen a miracle and you don't have a Bible, ask God for a Bible. Because I believe God will give you a Bible. And if you don't have the faith to believe that God will give you a Bible, you tell God that Brother Bird said that he was supposed to give you a Bible. Hello? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because I can't believe that God will give you a Bible. good treasure that you have His Word. Hallelujah. We were in India.
Dito sila sa India.
And we had a conference in Madras.
Dito sa Madras. Dito
Hallelujah.
Dito sa India.
And there were many preachers coming from different parts of
sa
India.
Yung mga magwaling iniabot dito
many
mga
of them converted Hindus. Many of them had seen God personally. He had appeared to them personally. Hallelujah. And unveiled or showed Himself to them. One man whose testimony he lived out in the bush of India. He was a Hindu. Died in the wool Hindu. Did you hear me? He was steeped in that religion. Not only was he a Hindu, steeped in the religion, but he was a drunkard. Hallelujah. And not only was he a drunker, he was a wife beater. One man staggering through the jungle. Hallelujah. Guess who he met? Guess who he met? He met Jesus. He met Jesus. Jesus came walking down the jungle path carrying a Bible. Jesus walking down the road in that little jungle path carrying a Bible.
Hallelujah.
And he introduced himself to the man. All of a sudden, his drunkenness is gone. His Hindu mentality is cleared away. And he's facing the Son of God and heaven and hell. Do you hear me? Hallelujah. What do you think he did? What do you think he did? He got down on his knees. And repent.
Woo!
My God.
Oh, you know.
My God.
You know.
And then the Lord told him that there were some men coming that would show him the mysteries. And speak to him of the purpose that was between the covers of the little black book that he was carrying.
Hello?
What do you think that man did? The first thing, he went to find himself a Bible. He wanted to know what was in that black book. He wanted to see the reality of what it was that this man that called himself Jesus was talking about. And then when he found the book, he began to read it and read it and read it and read it. And the more he read it, the more questions he had. And the more he desired to know, one day, he came to Madras. Hallelujah. And here are these foolish men preaching the foolishness of the gospel and unveiling to him the plan of sonship. My God. Come on. You guys sit there like bumps on the log. He says if you come to God, you must believe that He is. Hallelujah. 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 My God, hallelujah. We need to reach into the realm of eternity. The hem of God's garment was not something that was relegated to the past to a woman that had an issue of blood. The hem of God's garment is here present with you and me right now. It's present right here. You can reach into the realm of eternity and touch Him. Hallelujah. Verse 7. By faith, being warned of God of things seen as yet moved with fear. You know, we fear a lot of things. But I don't know that we really fear God in the way that God needs to be feared. We're talking about the God that came down on top of Mount Sinai. In a dark cloud, with lightning and earthquakes. And the manifestation of God was so great and so terrible that the children of Israel decided to make the first church and elect the first pastor. They said to Moses, "You go up! At least we die!" Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
But
it says that Noah, being warned of God of things seen as yet moved with fear, prepared. Preparing requires effort and energy. My God! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I see some of you. I see some of you already looking at your watches. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He says they moved with fear to prepare an ark to the saving of His house. Hallelujah. The Bible says that I am part of God's house. The Bible says that you are part of God's house. So which house is it that God wants to save? And yet there are yet pieces and parts of God's house that are out there wandering around in sin. And it's God's every intention to save them as well as
you.
Hallelujah. Have you heard of the two witness company? Revelations, huh? Clothed in sackcloth. Oh yeah, we preach the fire. We preach the destruction of weapons.
Huh?
Isn't that right? We preach all the high things, all the good things, all the power things. But how many of us stop to think about the position of sackcloth? You need to know what sackcloth was representative of in the Jewish culture.
Hallelujah.
It was a place, a time of sorrow and repentance. Not only was it sackcloth, but it's ashes also. That's a time of mourning. Hallelujah. And yet in that capacity, in that condition, they are stopping the devil. Did you hear me? Stopping the devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, one of the things the Lord told me about this year,
now,
I have got proof of all this because I've been preaching it from the first of the year.
Well,
yeah, there you go. There you go. She's got some notes at her place. Huh? Hallelujah. I have been preaching this from the first of the year. And one of the things the Lord told me, it's going to be a year of great shaking. And when he spoke that word to me, he took me into Hebrews. Hallelujah. The 12th chapter. And the 26th verse. It says, whose voice then shook the earth? But now he has promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not only the earth, but also the heavens.
Hallelujah.
Did you hear me? Hallelujah. Do you believe me?
So, batane.
Now this is not me. This is reliable, verifiable source. This was taken a couple of months ago. From various newspapers, which talks about the shaking that is going on in the natural. Do you know that they have had more earthquakes this year? Did you know that? They had more earthquakes this year. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, they just had an earthquake off of Indonesia which measured something like 7.2 on the Richter scale. Hello? Hallelujah. And those things are not alone in themselves. Have you been reading your paper? Have you seen something of the economical shaking that is coming to Europe? The mighty Europe? Hello? Hallelujah. That has consolidated to become what is called the United States of Europe. Hallelujah. They invested and made their own money. Hallelujah. That money was to support, was to take global domination of all countries financially. Hallelujah. Taking consideration the greed and the lust that is within people and the sin that is running rampant within the nations that are under their covering.
My God.
They now find themselves in trouble.
We've seen
a little bit of that earthquake in the aspect of Greece and what happened in Greece. Did you see what happened when the government begin to reach out and touch the people?
Gusto sila ng mukapun sa pagkatauhan.
Did you see what happened? Riots! Riots! Burning buildings, burning cars, killing people. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Would you call that an earthquake? Would you call that? I'm earth, and I know that earth was shaking. Do you know? Now, some of you may not understand it, but what it does is it makes your money.
Hello?
What you could give for 1 peso,
hallelujah.
Now you take 2 pesos. Hallelujah. And how about the fact that not only Greece was in trouble, huh? So Italy is in the same place.
Spain is in the same place.
Portugal is in the same place. They're all going down the tube. Hallelujah.
Do you know,
when I went to Europe several months ago, maybe about 6 months now, I've been back and forth so many times I can't even remember which was the last time. Hallelujah. That the euro dropped 18%, 20% of its value. Hallelujah. The effect of it smote the markets.
And the stocks, down. Would you call that an economical, financial earthquake? Well, let me tell you something, brethren. You haven't seen anything yet. Hallelujah. We better get into God. We better find God. Because God is going to be our covering. God is going to be our substance. God is going to be our provider. But you have to have a really reality of Him and knowing that He will not forsake you. You know, we're so prone to blame God for everything. Something happens bad to us, and the first thing that comes out of our mouths is, "Oh God, why did you do this to me?" Or probably we're in a situation, and we're wondering why God doesn't do something about our situation to change it. Hallelujah. And when He doesn't change it, hallelujah, we get angry or we get mad, and we go out and we turn our backs on God. Instead of giving God an opportunity to move in our circumstances. Hallelujah. You know, I always appreciated Brother Martin's testimony with regards to how he learned to fast. Brother Martin was a poor man. Do you hear me? Brother Martin was a poor man. He didn't have food in his refrigerator or in his closet. He didn't have money in his pocket to buy food. Did you hear me? Hallelujah. And God told him to fast. And he got to thinking, well, how can I fast when I have no food? In order to have fast, I have to have food.
So he said,
and he said, God, I have no money to buy food. So he said, God, I want to fast. But I need money to buy food so I can fast from eating it. So we prayed, God, give me some money to buy some food. And God told him, I believe, to go out to a puddle. It had rained or something, and there was a puddle. And God told him to go out to that puddle and reach into that puddle. And when he went out and reached into the puddle, he pulled out some coins that gave him enough money to buy a loaf of bread.
Hello?
Hello? Huh? And so he went down. He put down that money, bought that loaf of bread.
Butang na kwarta,
palit. Now I will not eat you. As unto the Lord.
Hello.
Hallelujah. My God, that's using your faith for something that is beneficial. That's using your faith for something that will profit you. Hallelujah. And I don't know how long that bread stayed on that shelf, but I can guarantee you that he did not eat it until God told him to, if it was eatable by the time he got around to it. Hallelujah. They that come to God must believe that He is. It says, verse 12, chapter 12, verse 20. He says, yet once more, did you hear me? Yet once more will I shake the earth, and not only the earth, but also the heavens. kalibutan.
Ilang kay kining kalibutan ako dili ingon usab ang kalangitan.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, I'm afraid of God.
Ibalo ba tang ibalo magsun nga ako nahadlok sa Dios.
I have been serving the Lord for a while.
Nagasilbi siya.
And I go to some very, very scary places sometimes.
Say butang sa Ginoo siya sa kanang alanganin nga kahimtang.
And there's one thing that I've learned to do because, you know, sometimes I really don't know if I'm coming back. Huh? You know, it's dangerous to get on an airplane.
Likado kayo kung naamo diya paglupan.
Hallelujah. And if you don't think that's not something I have to worry about, you're mistaken. Because I know the more miles you put up, the more planes you travel on, the odds are decreasing against you. And it's very possible that your number is coming up on one of those planes. Hallelujah. And brethren, I have no doubt about security that isn't security. I've been through a lot of those screening things that I should not have got through with. And I know other people that have been there too. Hallelujah. So it is a scary thing. So, anyway, When I am getting ready to go out, I make sure that all my accounts are settled. I'm not talking about natural accounts. I'm talking about spiritual accounts. I don't want to come out with something staining my garment. I don't want to come out here with something staining my hands. I don't want to come out here with something tied around my leg. I go to my children and I make sure we're okay. Everything's fine and dandy between us. I go to the brethren and say, make sure everything's okay. Make sure everything's alright. Everything's in order. I sit down with my wife. Hallelujah. And I make sure she's okay. That we're okay. That there's nothing there hanging over our heads or something that I need to be worried or are wondering about. Do you hear me? Why? Because I fear God. Hallelujah. We need to fear God. Hallelujah. Now the other thing that the Lord told me about this year, He said this was a year of zero tolerance.
Oh God, ningin siya nga kini nga tuiga mo kini siya ang kanang pagkawala.
And it doesn't mean that God isn't merciful. It doesn't mean that.
Buti pa sabot nga ang Dios.
It doesn't mean that God isn't merciful and just or grace. God isn't merciful or gracious. What God told me, it was a year that if I made the wrong decision, I would not have time to turn it around. Do you understand what I'm saying? If I make certain commitments, hallelujah. Let's say, for instance, I wanted to buy a house. And I don't want the house because God wants me to have the house. But I want the house because I want the house. I'm being quite religious about it. I'm praying about this house. I'm asking God to allow me to have the house. I'm praying, oh yes, and of course, God, let it be your will for me to buy this house. But I'm not really waiting for God. I'm moving ahead with trying to buy the house. Hallelujah. That's a major commitment. There's a major position of obligation. There's a major position of entrapment that it brings me into. Hallelujah. And if it's not the will of God, I find myself captured by materialism, unable to do what I needed to do in order to be in the place that God wanted me to be, that I might be safe. Now, I'm not talking about whether I drive down to the store and buy groceries. I'm not talking about that. Or if I go and visit this or visit that, what I am talking about is to know the mind of God.
Hallelujah.
And to be sure that I know the mind of God. And I just don't make these decisions on my own. When there's something the Lord begins to lay on my heart as far as traveling is concerned, I go to the brethren in my local fellowship. I go to the brethren that are in ministry. I'll call Brother Mark up.
I'll
say to Brother Mark, Brother Mark, Lord's talking to me about Ethiopia. What do you think?
Well,
I don't know that he's such a good source. He's always ready to go. And he'll say, well, when you go, I want to go with you. That's not quite what I'm looking for. Hallelujah. But I call the brethren. And when I'm going someplace, I don't just barge into the place that I'm going. I send out letters of inquiry. I send the brother. And I say to them, I believe the Lord is talking for about us coming. Of course, Brother Raymer has already got the word of God because he's already been telling us we need to come.
Hallelujah.
But I send out, I submit myself to the Spirit of God.
Apan,
that the Spirit of God might be able to verify and confirm that I'm supposed to get on that plane and travel to that place. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, some of us just run off like crazy men.
Or
crazy people. We just run off. Without consulting God, without going through the due process of order that God has put in the body. Hallelujah. 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 Brethren, we're living in a very scary time. There was a situation that encouraged me. Some of you may have heard about it. Some of you may be aware of it. I don't know how much it was on the news here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But it should have been broadcast all over the world. They had a situation with an airliner that was coming into Detroit on Christmas Day. There was a man that got on that plane who had every intention of blowing that plane up as it was coming into Detroit. And he was going to blow it up over the one of the most populated areas of Detroit. So not only was he going to kill some 400 plus people, but who knows how many more hundreds of thousands of people he would have killed under the
wreck.
Huh? Hallelujah! Glory to God! But something happened. Hallelujah! He couldn't get his bomb to work. The only thing that he managed to do was to burn himself very badly. Hallelujah. And the place and the way that he was burned was kind of comical if you wanted to look at it from God's perspective.
Hallelujah.
You remember when they stole the Ark of the Covenant? The Philistines stole the Ark of the Covenant, and they took the Ark and they put it in the Temple of Dagon. Hallelujah! You remember what happened to the Philistines? Do you remember? Not that they broke the idol, but do you remember what happened to the Philistines? It says that God smote them. In their private parts. Hello? That's what God did. And that's what happened to this man who tried to blow up this plane. And they were saying it was a faulty detonator. Blow up was not what it should be. My God. You know, they're lying through their teeth. This man was trained. I guarantee you, he was trained. He was trained. Did you hear me? He was trained. He was trained just like any soldier is trained to take care of his gun and take it apart and clean it up and put it back together in the dark blindfolded. Hallelujah. He was trained. Hallelujah. And the faulty detonator, I can guarantee you that they made sure that it was not a faulty detonator.
I can guarantee
you that. They wanted that plane to blow up. I can tell you for sure they didn't want him alive. Isn't that right, brother? He would have been talking like singing like a bird. Huh? Telling everything, telling all the secrets. They didn't want him alive.
Oh.
Hallelujah. And when I read it in the paper, God said to me,
ang Dios, nagay sulti ka niya.
He says, you know why it didn't blow up? Huh? He says, because I didn't want it to blow up. God said, I did not want it to blow up. Hallelujah. Because there was somebody on that plane and somebody under that plane
that
I wanted to preserve.
Hallelujah.
God stepped in. God stepped into man's plans and spoiled it.
Do you
hear me? God did that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And besides that, he said, somebody was praying. Somebody was praying. Somebody was praying.
Adunay nagampo.
Can you hear me? Somebody was praying.
Adunay nagampo. Mauna maitong. Kita magampo kanunay.
Do you remember where you were on December 25th and what you were doing? Were you praying?
Nagampo ba ta ato?
Hallelujah.
Katong balita, nagampo ba ta?
My God. You know, every time I get on an airplane, I think about that thing. I think about God's provision, God's covering, God's protection. It says he that abideth under the shadow. What? Come on. He that abideth under the shadow of the Almighty. What? Hallelujah. He abides in safety. Hallelujah. God is able to take care of His people. But He has to have a people that believe that He is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're coming into time that's called Great Tribulation. Do you hear me, brethren? You know, some of you have it very tough. You have it tough. You do. Some of you have it tough. But it's nothing compared to what is coming.
apan dili igo kini nga maong
mabutay. You know, the Lord spoke to me back in July 4th of last year at a conference that we were in church.
July nga nagsulti ang Dios kadto kaniya.
And he said, we've got the coming of God turned around. We've got the, like the cart before the horse.
Huh?
Hallelujah. And the horse is supposed to be in front of the cart. And he said there was a spirit that preluded that the coming of Jesus Christ.
Aduna espiritu nga naga
a spirit
puyo diato
out of God
gikan sa Dios,
and it was represented in a man.
O naga presenter kato
by the message that John the Baptist carried to the populace of Israel.
Okay, si Juan Bautista nga kinahanglan gayo nga sulti siya nga kinahanglan magahinulsol kamo.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We need to repent of our own position of self-sufficiency. We need to repent from our position of religious knowledge and the thought of religion. And we need to find a living relationship with a living God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Turn with me over here to, hallelujah, 1 Corinthians,
Uno Corinto,
the 9th chapter,
versículo, capítulo 9.
1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter,
Uno Corinto, capítulo 9.
Hallelujah.
Delaygo ng Dios.
Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians, 9th chapter. Nine is the number of judgment. You know that, don't you? Hallelujah. Nine is the number of judgment. You know the numbers
judgment.
Have
paghukom sa Dios.
Numbers have a meaning in the Bible, you know.
Kanang numero no ibi.
Hallelujah. Let us look at verse. Hallelujah. Verse
24.
Know ye not that they which run in a race run all?
Nakaybalo ba kita nga kita ni salmo sa kalumba o kita na nagalumba nini?
But one receiveth the prize.
Ugusala mang makadawat kayo sa iyang kanti.
So run ye that ye what may obtain.
Busa dagan kamo sumala sa inyong
pagpadagan. Hallelujah. And every man that striveth for mastery is temperate in all things.
Kung gusto ikaw nga mahimong mahibansay kay dinhi kinahanglan magkapugong ikaw para sa imong gusto.
Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible crown.
Dugo kay ang atong
magkuha
nga ganti dili kining madunutong kulili dili madunutong nga
corona. Hallelujah. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. So fight I not as one that beateth the air.
Do you hear? Do you
hear what it is that God is saying?
There
is an objective that Paul said he had before him. It's the same objective that God puts before you and I. That position or that place that God calls sonship.
Kanang dapit nga ang Dios nga pangita gayud og mga anak.
The scripture says of Jesus Christ, he was the first of many brethren.
Ang Biblia mismo nagaingon nga
he was the
forerunner.
He was the point man. He was the front runner, the point
man.
But we are to run in his footsteps. We are to become and be conformed unto his image.
Hallelujah.
That means there is a dying of myself in my position as a human being in the environment that I was born and brought up in.
Mau kini nga atong kinaiyahan gayud kita na tao mga ito na matapos kini siya.
Hallelujah. There are no Americans in the kingdom of God.
Eh balta wala na iyon sa mga Amerikano nga kinaiyahan sino. Atong segana.
There are no Europeans in the kingdom of God.
Wala ingon nga European.
If there are no Europeans, if there's no Americans, if there's no Africans, how in the world can there be Filipinos?
Oh God, bisan pa Filipino man.
Huh? If you want to hang on to your Filipino-ness,
kung gusto lang ka mahimo lang ka Pinoy kanunay,
then you will miss the kingdom of God.
Dili ka makaabot sa kingarian sa Dios.
Hello.
Eh wala mga Amerikano, Pilipino, sa
magaling. You don't really believe me, do ya?
Ah, tuwa botani.
You don't really believe me. Huh? You don't really believe me.
Wala mo kay mo motuo ko niya.
But to be made conformable to the image of his death,
kinahanglan gay kita nga mo abot mo adto dito sa pagkamatay, sa iya pagkamatay.
You guys don't really believe me.
Wala murag wa gud murag tan-aw sa inyong mga nawo katulgon
kayo. You think that I'm some sort of crazy man?
Bigo siguro mga kini siguro tawo murag buang siguro tawo hanay.
Spouting off all of this religious But I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. Unless you submit to the process. Hallelujah. There is no burial. There will be no resurrection.
Now,
it is not something that you can manufacture. It's not something that you can create. It's natural. But I can tell you, if you want it, you can ask God to give you the circumstances that will bring forth the reality of that thing that you want. Hallelujah! And God will do it for you!
Ang Dios kayon magahimo nini para gayud kanimo.
Glory to God.
The light of Dios.
So let us therefore so run. Let us therefore so run.
Busa kita magapandagan.
That we might what?
Aron kita makabaton og gante.
But he said, but I keep under my body. Bringing it into subjection. Least by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Turn with me to Ephesians 6.
Kapitulo 6 sa Epeso.
Hallelujah.
Kay di mapas.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Katulog na mo, tulog na lang.
Ephesians 6.
Epeso kapitulo 6.
Verse 10.
Versikulo 10.
By the way, 10 is the number of law.
Balaod kini, buti pasabot sa number 10, katulog ayo pagkawa. Atong biya na.
10 is the number of law.
Jesus
said that you will not live by the law that is written on tables of stone.
But
I will write my laws
upon akong ibutang sulat
on the tables of your heart. I shall walk in them. I shall walk in them. They shall be a people unto me. And I will be a God unto them. Hallelujah. So therefore, it says, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God. Put it on, brethren. You have to put the armor on. Nobody's going to put it on for you because you're the one that has to pay the price that needs to buy the armor that needs to be put on.
Bau kana siya ang dugo ni Ginoo
Jesus. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For you wrestle not. Did you hear me? You don't wrestle against flesh and blood.
Hello?
It may be flesh and blood that is standing up before you and shaking its fist in your face, but it is not the flesh and blood that you're fighting.
Hallelujah.
It's a spirit.
Hallelujah.
And you need to move in the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
For that Spirit to be overcome that is coming against you.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes the overcoming of the Spirit is to take the slap or the hit on the cheek. What does the Bible say that you are supposed to do when somebody slaps you on the cheek? Hallelujah. It says you just turn the other cheek. Hallelujah. Now, does that look like fighting? Does that look like fighting, brother? Not in the natural. You turn the other cheek. What's going to happen?
Somebody's going to
hit you again.
Hallelujah.
What do? After you pick yourself up off the ground, what do you do? You
fulfill
the scripture. Now do you turn around and knock the stuffings out of him? Huh? No, you start all over again. You turn the cheek. Hallelujah. And every time he hits you, and you say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You hit a spirit.
Hallelujah.
You know, the Bible says, a saw answer turneth away. Does that mean if somebody's in my face yelling at me and I say, oh, thank you so much? That is the softness of my voice that turns them away.
Oh.
There's a spirit of authority in me that rises up in the spirit. And in the meekness of my soul, in my submission to God,
hallelujah,
that reaches out in the spirit and hits that devil. Hallelujah. My God. Can I tell you another little story? There was a man in Germany. Well, you didn't say amen, but I'm going to tell you anyway. There was a man in Germany. He was an atheist. Didn't believe in God. And he was going to prove that God didn't exist. So he printed up brochures. And it said on the brochure, God, I challenge you to a duel in the town square at 12 o'clock. And he went around and he posted these signs all over posts on the billboards of walls and buildings. And so the day of confrontation came. And the man went down there early. And he wanted time to brag and to shout. And so he was walking around. And he was saying, God, where are you? God, where are you? God, are you afraid to show yourself? I'm here right now. I'm ready to fight with you. Show yourself. Demonstrate your reality. Come on, God, do something. As the clock moved around to strike to 12, and the ringer in the bell began to go off, hallelujah, all of a sudden, the man screamed. All of a sudden, he screamed. He grabbed his face like this. He screamed, and he grabbed his face like this, and he fell down on his knees, weeping like a baby.
And
when they took him to the hospital, a little fly. Did you hear me? A little fly.
Lamok lang gamay di kayo.
Had flown in and stuck him right in
Nabanggaan
the eye.
Lang ang iyang kalimutaw sa gamay. Moro tayo nakapahilak niya mayo.
It was a fly that overcame him.
Ngita siya dako ka Dios, ay gamay na kayo.
A little bitty fly flew right in and stuck him right in the eye. Ngita
sige na sala, sige, das magira na yung kalimutaw. Hilak lagi. Ha?
What a God!
What a
God we serve!
Nga atong di alagaran.
A little fly!
Gamay lang kayo!
A little fly!
Gamay lang kayo! Flew
into the man's eye and it reduced him down to a little fly with a little baby!
Ginoo ko!
Hallelujah!
Dako nga Dios ay pagita, gamay lang ang balamok.
Hallelujah! Says, put on the whole armor of God.
Verse 12.
12 is the number of government. If you want to fight the devil, you have to be under the government of God. Not the government of myself. Not the government of my country. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
You have to be under the government of God. My God! Hallelujah! For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. That's prince. It's two words, you know.
That
is the word prince.
Principalities. Principalities. Principalities.
That means there is a gang leader.
And
he has a gang.
Hallelujah.
So we're wrestling against princes and their polities.
Hallelujah.
We spend a lot of time wrestling with their polities. Warring with those little demons. And we should be going after the princes.
He knows,
we should be coming against the ruling spirits. If you want the gospel of God to begin to spread in this land, you have to bind the strong man. You have to bind the strong man in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
When you bind the strong man, you can do what? You can plunder his house. And when you plunder the devil's house, you are taking from him the souls of men. The souls of men are the devil's treasures.
Ang mga kalat sa tao, mga naghihimong treasure sa demonyo, kuhaan na siya.
You know, I found out something here this trip.
Na kapalagan ini kining-kining iya pagbiyahe karon, kapalagan niya.
I had came into some information.
Nai naga hibaluan niya sa kaimpormasyon.
About World War II when it was here. About World War II when it was here.
Nai kaduha nga gubat ning tuiga.
Yeah, I didn't understand. I didn't know.
Wase ba kasabot o wase kahibalo ni ini?
As a boy growing up, I had heard in school about the Bhutan Death March.
Huh?
Is anybody familiar with it? Huh? The Death March. That was when 70,000 Filipino and American soldiers were captured down here on the coast somewhere. Okay. There you go.
Okay. Ang istorya dire sa Butuan, ang istorya dire.
And they were marched for 70 miles.
Nagbakta sila sa 70 ka milyahe.
Up and into the interior to prison camps.
Waron sila baga pahilona sa ilahang
Now, this wasn't just American blood.
Dila kaingon nga usa ka
bitaw. There were many Filipino soldiers that were caught in that capturing.
Nga naa gayud ni ana nga maong paglukat ni ana.
15,000 of them died on the march. Did you hear me?
15,000 ang namatay ni adto nga maong
and in the subsequent time that followed, there was another 15,000 at least that died in the camps.
Namatay na usab dito sa maong kampo.
What do you think that blood is doing?
Unsa makahigihimo niya? Unsa may hunahuna ninyo katong mga dugo?
What do you think the blood is doing?
Unsa kahigihimo atong mga dugo?
You people understand blood, right?
Kita na iba na kasabot.
You know the reality of blood, right? What do you think the blood is doing?
Unsa makahigihimo sa dugo?
Huh? Do you remember the story in Revelation? Huh?
Sa istorya?
Where the souls under the altar?
Ah, nga,
do you remember the story?
Yeah.
Huh? There was a sacrifice that was made.
Aduna sakripisyo nga nahitabo ni ato.
And there was a cry that was coming out from those saints under the altar. Do you remember the story?
Tingo gagikan ni ato nga mga altar.
What was the cry?
Unsa man ang hilak?
How long, O Lord?
Nga antud ano sa aba Ginoo?
Will thou wait before you avenge our blood?
Ano santod ano sabay ka mo mataron kami malukat o mataga hustisya ang amo ang dugo.
Now, brethren, don't get me wrong.
So,
I'm not talking about physical violence.
Di wa sa mga sulti may tungod sa kanang
I am talking about spiritual warfare.
Nagsulti sa may tungod sa espirituhanon.
I'm talking about the bringing down of kingdoms.
Pasabot nini nga
principalities and principalities.
Kining duha ka
mga island is divided up.
Nga mao kining ga kontrol
under the authority of spirits.
Mao dia kita karon sa awtoridad sa espiritu.
That have never been contested.
Nga ang espiritu wala nagaigani.
Never been seriously challenged.
Wala gani siya ingon nga nablugpag nato.
Never been threatened.
Wala gani nato siya mapahadlok.
Now all of a sudden,
ug sa kalit lamang,
a word is coming to you as a people.
Ang pulong sa Dios diabot kanimo sa katawhan. Naa kanimo.
Into a position or a place of authority.
Diya karon diya nabuo pahilona diya.
That will threaten their position of rulership.
Diya naa diya pahilona sa posisyon.
Hallelujah.
Bando.
My God. What do you think they are going to do? They're going to do everything in their power to keep you from achieving your objective. You have to be solidified in your effort to help one another.
Instant
in prayer.
Instant
in giving. Instant in support.
Instant
in the helps and the ministries that are required. Ever so watchful not to allow
a spirit of envy, a spirit of jealousy, a spirit of poor me, to enter into your arena of warfare.